Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the founder of The Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a principal in Indian Hill Imageworks. And the title of this audio blog is on the art cycle. And I'm going to break this up really into sort of two discussions. One sort of on the art cycle in general, which I'll define in a minute, and the other one a very specific sort of art cycle with regards to photographers and editing and making their works. First off, we all know that there are different times of year that we make work. You know, some photographers love the winter, some photographers love the fall, spring, summer. Everybody has their particular time of year that they like to make work. Additionally, everybody has different times of day that, you know, they seem to be making better work than other times of day. You know, some people like golden hour, some people like early morning, mid-afternoon. But there always seems to be sort of a sweet spot, which is very unique, almost like a thumbprint, to each individual artist. And I refer to this as the art cycle. I have students who come in to me constantly who, you know, I'll be looking at their works, and I can sort of see when they're really making the best works and when they're not making their best works. And I can see that in my own work. And it got me thinking. So I sat down and started looking at, you know, transparencies and negatives and digital files. And I've come up with what is my personal art cycle. And what do I mean by that? After looking at, you know, thousands of negatives, I determined that the vast majority of my personal works that I really enjoy were made in what I refer to as transitional times. That is the time between, say, fall and winter, and the time between spring and summer. Those are when I make the best works, at least historically speaking. So I have now, and usually late afternoon as well. So I have now modified my shooting schedule to ensure that at those two times of year, I have the maximum flexibility with regards to my schedule to be able to make my work. It wouldn't make a lot of sense for me to say, I'm going to budget, you know, a ton of time in February to go photograph here in Vermont. The fact of the matter is it's cold in Vermont in February, and I'm not a big fan of the cold or going out trudging through the snow, so it's not going to be great for me. But I think it also goes beyond just, like, you know, what the weather outside is. I think it also has to do with the length of the day, the amount of sun. There's lots of variables that go into when you seem to be, you know, creatively the juices are flowing perhaps better than they are at other times of year. So that's sort of step one, is sort of look through and find out what your art cycle is, and then adjust your schedule accordingly. Now, granted, if you're shooting commercial work, you don't have a choice. Somebody hires you to go photograph a product shoot tomorrow or photograph a wedding on Saturday, you're going to turn on the creative juices in order for that client to get a great job. But it is very different, as we all know, than when you're really on a hot roll and you're making great work for yourself. It's a very different feeling. And so it's something that I think that I've sort of like fine-tuning for myself recently. It also got me thinking, sort of in part two on this audio blog, about how photographers make work today. In the traditional darkroom method of making work, you would go out and shoot, you'd have film or transparencies or something that would have to be processed and either contact printed or edited. Maybe you would make work prints and then final prints. And so there was a natural distillation period from the moment of capture to the final print. In the digital world, I have found that distillation period has been compressed completely. And now it's very common to go out and shoot one day and be making prints the next day. That's not to say that never happened in the traditional darkroom days, but in the digital, that seems to be more the norm, as opposed to we have a rush job that has to get done. So I myself have try to come up with a process and a way of working, once again, after looking at my works, that gives me sort of a better rhythm or a better cycle for how I want to shoot. And so in my instances, I'm shooting black and white film that I'm sending out and having the DR5 film process done on, which turns black and white negative material into black and white transparencies. And based on the way that I ship my film to the lab that does it, the turnaround time, it gets back, it's around 7 or 8 days. I send stuff US mail, so it's not real fast. So if I shoot, once a week I'll send film out. So that automatically adds a couple days. This is my personal work. It adds a couple days into the process. Then I've got, you know, a week to 10 days, depending on weekends, before I'll even see the transparencies back. I've now introduced at least 2.5 weeks into this process. I find that to be invaluable. I find that if I was able to edit the work immediately after shooting, it wouldn't be the best edit. It wouldn't be the most thoughtful edit of what really was the most meaningful and what are really the best images from those particular shoots. And this then allows me to sit there and really look and really edit at the work and then be able to go out and make work. Remember the days when you would sit around with a stack of contact sheets in a loop and you would spend hours upon hours editing through the contact sheets, referring back to the negatives to find, you know, what were really the best images, what kept the picture story together. Now, I don't see a lot of photographers doing that. I see the editing process is much quicker, which has its pros and its cons. And I think the cons are that you don't see people editing work quite as thoughtfully and stuff isn't tied together quite as well. And talking very much in generalities here. But this is also part of the cycle. So one thing that you can do, and I used to do this back when I worked in the large format darkroom, was that there were certain times a year when I photographed a lot. That's not to say I don't photograph year-round. I shoot year-round. But there are certain times a year when I'm much more active. And of the times a year when I was not active, those are the times that I printed. I printed, you know, sort of usually midwinter and sometimes during the end of summer. And also during those off shooting times or off, you know, heavy shooting times, I would also be making business contacts, working on my neglected website, or, you know, making contacts for another show. So there's always things to be doing. But I think sort of understanding the natural photographic rhythm and your natural creative rhythm is a wonderful way to sort of hone yourself as an artist. Now, one thing that I've noticed is that your creative cycle also changes. Aha! I've noticed that for years, I hated shooting during the summer. It was not my favorite time. It was kind of boring. However, now I've noticed that I'm beginning to shoot a little more during the summer and I'm beginning to get better work. That could just be the fact that the Vermont winters are beating me into complete and total submission. I'm not sure. But I've decided that, you know, I might want to start investing a section or a few more sections of time, if I possibly can, into that period to make sure that, you know, just to see where my work goes during that time. So, once again, look at your creative cycle, look at your art cycle, and figure it out for yourself after editing through your works. Then look at how you make work. And my suspicion is that if you allowed more time to yourself during the edit, that your photography might sort of go to a different level than what it is right now. Because as I said, I think we're all getting a little quick with our editing, and I think we're all expecting that, you know, our creative cycle is 110% every day, you know, and so we're always making work. Well, the fact of the matter, it's not. And, you know, I think it's important to sort of give yourself that break. You know, I have people who come to me and they'll be beating themselves up. Oh, geez, you know, I haven't made any great work in a couple of months. And I'll look at them in our half a year and I'll say, you know what? You just might be off cycle right now. You might sort of be, you know, people refer to it as the rut. You know, I don't think it's really a rut. I think it's just that it's not your time of year. You know, it's not really when you're hot. And you will be hot again. Don't worry. It'll happen again. Or, you know, creativity always comes around. You know, eventually it does come back, you know. So as long as you can find ways to, you know, keep reinventing yourself and your work, you know, you'll always be creative. These are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear your comments. And have a great day.